From Denise this week, she writes, I'm curious about wine as an investment. I don't think we've heard this one before. What are the qualities you look for in wine that you kind of want to hold on to and hope that it increases in value? Do you ever invest? You drink all your wine, don't you?
Absolutely. I buy wine for pleasure and not for investment. And there are very few people who have ever been successful at buying wines for investments. There are those wines that one can hold, but they are priced for rock stars and NFL quarterbacks, okay? They are just outrageous. And it's all wine collectability, wine investment is all based on rarity and collectability. And, you know, Joe's Cabernet Sauvignon from down the street or this Napa Merlot or whatever it might be is typically not a collectible rarity. There are some wines, maybe you've heard of Domaine Romani Conti or some of the great chateau like Chateau Petrus out of Bordeaux that, yeah, they do have a certain collectability value, but you're somewhere between $600 and $3,000 a bottle before they begin to gain collectible status. And then they may mature wonderfully from there price-wise. But for me, it's not an issue. I buy them for pleasure. And
And I know that there are the whole wine as an investment thing, I haven't really heard a whole lot about. But people collect different things for different reasons. Some people collect butterflies. Some people collect bottle caps. Some people collect wine. And some of these collectors maybe never have the intention of drinking them. They're just those prizes that they show off in their cellars, right?
Well, that's right on the button. The only problem, different from bottle caps or, you know, certain hard collectibles like that, is wine matures. And at some point, the wine gets tired. And I always tell people to be cautious when you are hoping to collect wine for resell or for collecting wine just for your own pleasure, but holding it too long. I think so much wine is beyond its due date, let's put it that way, based on the hope of gaining some sort of complexity. And I'd rather, at this point in my life, rather drink a wine a year too young than a week too old, okay? Because I'm buying these wines for maximum pleasure. Now, your listeners could, you know, hopefully invest in something and they might be successful, but it's really rarefied territory. Buy your wine, drink your wine, love your wine.
How about we invest in wineries instead?
Okay, now there you go. I like that.
I'll take a couple of cases.